No, what?
You talk English, French?
No, yes, the problem is that my English is not so well, so I wrote it, and I think talking only, talking about writing would take 20 minutes, so...
20 minutes?
No, sure. No, so I'm writing what I... I'm reading what I wrote. I think it's better for perfect for us.
Please, let me assist you.
So, when I'm speaking about translations into German, I think this is very important. I'm talking about the German spoken in Germany, because even if I didn't find any indications in the dictionaries I consulted, it is possible that there exist further terms in Swiss or Austrian German. And I'm after all thinking about the dialect in Vienna. I think they should have something about ambience or atmosphere. Second slide. And the detailed French-German dictionaries that I consulted suggest the following four terms for French-German ambience. Ambiente, Stimmung, Klima, and Atmosphäre. I shall first give you a short indication of the origin of each term. We still heard a little bit about some. Then describe the semantic field and give some examples of its current use. All four terms are used in everyday language. After all, the last term, atmosphere, that's why it's in bigger, is used in the academic discussion to talk about the phenomenon of ambience we're talking about in this conference. I start with the term ambiente, which is orthographically the most similar to ambience. It comes from the Latin term ambire, which means to walk around. The original term implied the idea of being surrounded by something. Nowadays, the term ambiente is mainly used to describe the more or less stereotyped general character of indoor places. You can use it when you talk about the Italian or Mediterranean character of a restaurant. But you can also use it for outdoor places. The historical ambiente of a city center could be an example. The term ambiente primarily refers to the general impression of the designed elements of a place. Human dimension of the appearance of the place is more in the background in this notion. And the focus is more on the visual and the auditory. In contrast to the other three terms, Stimmung, Klima, and Atmosphäre, the idea that the mood of the people in the place is affected by the surroundings is less present in the term ambiente. So you don't really get affected by an ambiente. Therefore, it's best described as a term used to talk about the design or of the general impression of the design of a place. The term Stimmung, next. The term Stimmung has its origins in the Germanic language. I won't go back over the whole history of the term because it's quite complex and would need more time. It's linked to Stimme, as Neil said, but this link to Stimme is really very, very complex. I saw this in older dictionaries. The etymological dictionaries indicate the term to tune an instrument is the origin of the Stimmung. The notion implies the idea of harmony between different elements and the idea of dynamics to tune, so to make something, to get something tuned. In the 18th century, the term took the second meaning of the mood or the emotional state of a person. And in order to understand the four current uses of Stimmung, it's also important to stress the link to the old German term Stimme, which means voice, as Niels still explained. The term Stimmung is currently used in four significations. It is still used in music to describe the tuning of an instrument as the state of an instrument, so as the final state of the process of tuning. But nowadays, this state is predominantly expressed by the use of the past principle, gestimmt, of the verb stimmen, which means to tune an instrument. So you don't say the instrument is in Stimmung, you say more it is gestimmt. Also the psychological notion of Stimmung is still valid today. In this sense, Stimmung is used to describe a long-term emotional disposition of a person, whereas the term emotion refers to a short-term emotional state. The term Stimmung is widespread in everyday language and less used in psychology. So it exists as a psychological term, but it's not so widespread. This is the term emotion, the orthographic equivalent of it's the term emotion, the orthographic equivalent of emotion that has become the main scientific term in psychology. The third signification, Stimmung, refers to public opinion or public attitude. You can say, for example, that the Stimmung in Germany is against the Communist Party, against military intervention in the Ukraine, etc. This signification is linked to the original relation of Stimmung to the term of voice. Stimmung means in this sense that the public voice, even if it's not collectively expressed, is in favor or against a politician, a political party, a decision, or a development. The public opinion research tries to find out the state of the Stimmung in a country, a region, or a city concerning a specific person, party, or campaign. The fourth signification of Stimmung is finally in the sense of the French term ambiance. It refers to the overall sensual quality of a situation. In contrast to the term ambiente, abstracted first, it implies the presence of all senses. You can talk, for example, of the lively Stimmung of a party. And in contrast to the term ambiente, that relates, after all, to the design elements, the notion of Stimmung can be used for social or for human and material aspects of the situation. It can be applied, for example, to qualify the quality of the time of the day, of weather phenomena, or of a meeting. So it's a really wide range of application. The term Stimmung also includes the possibility that the person who is present in the situation is affected by this overall sensual qualities. The tranquil Stimmung of an evening calms you down, to give you an example. The third term, Klima, has its origins in the Latin and the Greek term Klima. Originally, it meant inclination, area of the sky, or geographical position. Thus, it was originally a geographical or geophysical term. This origin is still present in the first signification when it describes, in the sense of climate, the average state of the gas layer of a certain area of the Earth. There's an Arctic or Mediterranean climate. The geographers or geophysicists try to understand the global climate change, the global Klimawandel. The second signification is derived from the geographical term, and this is used in engineering and architecture. Climate refers here to the artificially created state of the gas layer of indoor places. You can be trained at the university as Klima-Engineer, and the German term for air-conditioned plant is Klimaanlage, climate plant. The third signification of climate approaches, so it's near to the signification of ambience, but covers only a certain dimension. It is more in the sense of the first signification of ambience that Daniel was presenting this morning. The term Klima designates in this sense a relational quality in a group that you experience when you're part of the group. I think we still were talking about the soccer team. I won't give the example of the German soccer team again, but it was very important the last time. But it's very often used for the work sphere, so I think you need really quite stable groups. The term Arbeitsklima refers to the human relation at the workplace in general, while Betriebsklima or Abteilungsklima refers to a specific company or a specific department. In contrast to Stimmung, Klima is in this sense only used to describe the overall relational quality within an existing group. It doesn't include any reference to objects of the designed environment. I think this is very important that it's very specific. Like Klima, and the last term, atmosphere has its original place in geography or geophysics. It is an academic creation from the 17th century, originating from the Greek terms atmos, which means mist, and sphaira, which means sphere or globe. It refers to the glass layer of that enshrouds planets. It has kept its geophysical signification and is still used to name the gas layer of planets. Until the 1970s, so the second signification, the term atmosphere was also used as a unit for the measurement of pressure. In 1978, it was replaced by the unit bar. And finally, the term atmosphere is nowadays also used in the sense of the French term ambiance. It contains the notion of being enshrouded by an atmosphere. The semantic field of the term atmosphere is, in my understanding, quite, but only quite similar to the semantic field of the term Stimmung. And as I said at the beginning, it is the term atmosphere that has become the established academic term for the ambience phenomenon. It is due to the writings of Hermann Schmitz and Gernot Böhme, the two German authors who can be considered as the founders of the research about ambiences in the German-speaking world. And he used the term atmosphere and not the term Stimmung. One reason for this choice might be the fact that there are two notions of Stimmung that relate to the social world. So I think it was easier to use atmosphere, where it was not such a concurrent situation. And what's also important, scientific use of Stimmung as mood was established in psychology and philosophy before the research about atmospheres expanded from the 1980s onwards. In my opinion, the choice of atmosphere as the main scientific concept, and then looking to the future and looking to the research implications, that deals with phenomena of ambience has some at least minor implications. Firstly, it stresses their spatial dimension. This is not so present in Stimmung. This is surely a reason why it is an increasingly discussed concept in the German-speaking human geography and architecture with both spatial disciplines. Stimmung would have been harder to integrate into these two disciplines. At the same time, this choice weakens the idea that ambiences are man-made. Talking of ambiences using the term Stimmung strengthens the idea that they are always the result of human activity, like the instrument that can only be tuned when there's human activity. The notion gets lost when we discuss ambience in the term of atmosphere, atmosphere. Atmosphere is always still there, like the gas layer of a planet.
Thank you, it's a very nice panorama, and your position at the end, it's useless for the talk. The debate. Nicolas Rémy.
My Greek was not so well.
No, it was very interesting. Thank you very much. No, I just wondering when I read the Stigmund translation in English, the first meaning is to tune an instrument. So if in German, when you use Stigmund, it's when you want to describe a remarkable instrument. So when you tune your instrument, it can't start to ring properly. Your guitar is tuned, so we can play with it. Can we say in German, but perhaps I misunderstand what you say, that you use Stimmung when the ambience is remarkable. She's not banal. It's not banal.
Mm-hmm. You can say war eine banale Stimmung.
Yeah. You can say also that.
Yeah.
I see the tuning relationship in another way that you tune your instruments in order to play together. That's interesting. It's because we tune all our instruments that we can create something out of everything, like out of all the symbols.
Even if I didn't dread it, I think this is more of like I wrote, the general sensual impression. So this general means that it's, I don't know, something works together and it's not only one element that can create a Stimmung.
Just an observation that you say ambiente, which is an Italian word. To us, ambiente is environment and Umwelt. So it has a very different meaning, but you imported it as a more, like you said, qualitative or related to design or spaces, so it's interesting.
Yes, I didn't read more when it was imported, because in older dictionaries, I used the dictionary from the Grimm dictionary from 1790s, I think it existed. And what's very interesting, we only have the term Stimmung, not atmosphere, not ambiente, and not Klima, I think was also not there, because it just was a moment when it was introduced in science. But you have got a big paragraph about Stimmung, still with the notion that Stimmung has to damage.
Okay, so Ignacio, can I read for the Spanish language, please?